Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us. This is our final hour from criticalhealthnews.com. We'll take your phone calls, your texts and tweets, and a whole handful of emails came in at the break, so we'll be going through some of those with him, too, when we come right back. We are back with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. Go to that website. They are holding on. We haven't shut them down yet. Go for it. Ben, this is right down your alley. Gary in Daytona writes, please ask Ben about the best vitamins for skin keratosis problems.
That's a great question. Skin keratosis is like a hardening of the skin. Keratin is a protein, and the skin, the protein is secreted in abundance. Whenever you have, you know, it's kind of interesting, George. The body's default mechanism is to grow, and it actually requires nutrients to control the growth. This is what happens with cancer. Cells grow crazy when there's the breaking nutrients are missing. So when you have keratosis of the skin or psoriasis of the skin or various hyperproliferation or conditions where things are happening too fast, you want to start putting nutrients in the body that stabilize growth. The two most important nutrients for stabilizing growth on the skin and in the body, for that matter, are vitamins A and D. We call them vitamins, but they're actually hormones,
mm-hmm.
and their job, among other things, is to regulate the growth of cells and their secretions. So oftentimes, patients who have these keratosis conditions on the skin are deficient in vitamins A and D, and that can happen for several reasons. Number one, it can happen because they're just not getting enough of this stuff, and so supplementing becomes important. And, of course, we all know where vitamin D comes from. The sun, so making sure you're getting some sunshine is really important, but also absorption of these nutrients is critical. So if you're not absorbing your fats, if you have a bile problem, a gallbladder problem, an intestinal problem, all of these will compromise your ability to get these breaking or stabilizing nutrients. So get yourself on the Ultimate Enzymes from Longevity, get on the Nightly Essence, make sure you're using enough fiber, correct digestive health issues, and especially focusing on the intestine and the liver and the gallbladder.
What about hyaluronic acid?
You're saying it good now, George.
Yeah, I got it down.
You didn't know how to say that for a long time. I love hyaluronic acid. I absolutely love it. I've loved it since pharmacy school. When I was in pharmacy school, hyaluronic acid used to cost thousands of dollars a gram because the only place it could get it was from rooster combs. And so you had
really?
That's the only place I used to get hyaluronic acid from was rooster combs. And this wasn't that long ago. It was when I was in pharmacy school. Then they came up with fermentation techniques where they got bacteria to make hyaluronic acid. Now you find it everywhere. It is amazing stuff, George, for building, for growing things, for using on top of the skin. They actually inject it into the skin for wrinkles.
Wow. So is it good for collagen?
It's not good for collagen, but it helps you make collagen. When you take it orally, it helps you make collagen.
Uh-huh.
And guess what the best food source of hyaluronic acid is, George?
What is it?
Chicken soup.
I was going to say it's in the marrow, isn't it?
What's that?
It's in the bone marrow.
It's in the knob. You know that white knobby stuff? That's got yummy hyaluronic acid in it. Oh, my God.
Interesting. All right, Matt, back to the calls. Mike, truck driving in Chicago. Welcome to the show, Michael. Go ahead.
Hey, Michael.
George, it's an honor and pleasure.
Thanks, Mike.
Ben, it's great to talk to you guys. I think I won the lottery tonight just talking to you guys.
Let's hope we can help you.
Yeah, well, one, I can't wait to come to Chicago because I know a great Italian restaurant. I keep telling you, there's a great Italian restaurant, George, you and I. But anyway, I got a good friend of mine. We've been friends for 20 years. He's more like a family member than me. He lost a leg years ago from diabetes.
Uh-huh.
After that, he had leukemia. He has cancer. And this experimental, I don't know the name of the drug that he's on, but the experimental drug that he's on is very potent.
For diabetes?
No, for the cancer, for the leukemia that he's on. And it's hurting his eyes.
Oh,
and now he's almost blind.
Oh, jeez.
His eyes keep on bleeding.
Oh, my God.
And he keeps going to die. He was supposed to go yesterday, and it got postponed until today. They actually stick needles in his eyes to get some blood out of his eyeballs and stuff.
That's terrible. How old is this
guy? Terrible.
How old is your friend?
He's 56.
How old?
He's 56.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
So,
I'm so sorry.
I've been on his case for a long, long time, because he knows I drive a truck at night, and I listen to, Coast to Coast. And
there's only so much you can do when people aren't
right. And I talk about you and Dr. Wallach and all this stuff. So I finally got him to go look at the Critical Health website. The last time Dr. Wallach was on, he was talking about it. He cured people's eyes. There was a study that he did with, 27
people. Yeah, he's very good with the eyes. He sure is.
You know what? This happens. I get letters like this a lot, George. I mean, this is just heartbreaking. And every time I hear stories like this, I can't tell you how tragic it is to me and how heartbreaking it is. When somebody is deteriorated that badly, what our job should be as healthcare professionals, my job as a healthcare professional, or your job as a loved one or as a friend, is to help the patient feel better. Forget the cure. Forget the eyes. Forget the diabetes. Forget everything. We got to make them feel better. And there's lots of ways to do that. It starts with food. This is like the gal we were talking about earlier. He needs to be pounded with nutrition, pounded with it, saturated with it, immersed in it. And it starts with something like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, but also chicken soup, as we were talking about earlier. I love aloe vera and noni. These are very densely concentrated liquids. They're packed with nutrition. Vegetable juice, I forgot to mention that. Vegetable juices can be very important. And always put some salt in with the vegetable juices. These are strategies that will help your patient feel better. Activating the parasympathetic nervous system through breathing techniques, making sure that he's has access to warm water, warm baths. This is the kind of care that we want to give people when they're this deteriorated. The idea that we're going to focus on all the body parts and all the symptoms and reverse them individually takes us away from the real purpose of healthcare, which is to help the patient feel better. That's why we get chemotherapies, because we forget that we're supposed to be helping the patient feel better. So it's like the chemotherapy was successful, but the patient died, the old joke. It's like we forget our job as loved ones and healthcare professionals and therapists should be to help the patient feel better. Forget the cures. That's not the or lowering the scores or reducing the cholesterol, the blood pressure. Help the patient feel better. And when we make that our goal, George, we make that our goal, all of a sudden, a whole world of tools opens up to us that we can begin to use to really create changes that are beneficial and positive. Maybe this patient dies in a month or 2 months, but during that month or 2 months, he can feel stronger. He can feel better. He can have less pain.
What's that eye supplement?
Ocuvite, but
is it too late for that?
Yeah, at this point, that's not going to happen. I mean, he's on some severe drugs. It wouldn't hurt, though. The Healthy Start Pack wouldn't hurt. I would be focused.
Turmeric won't hurt.
What's that?
Turmeric won't hurt.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you
turmeric.
Said. Turmeric. Yes, turmeric's awesome stuff. In fact, everybody should be doing turmeric every day, in my opinion. Do you do it every day, George?
Every day.
Do you do capsules or powder?
I do the powder in the capsules.
Have you ever tried milk, turmeric milk? Have you ever made that?
I haven't done that.
Take almond milk, a little cinnamon and ginger, and turmeric. Oh, my God.
Now, Mike, for you, because you're driving, probably difficult for you to obviously write. You can also call 1-855-949-RADIO. Just remember that number.
And then also, George, Health at Critical Health News. We love getting letters. Health at Critical Health.
Yeah, they can email you.
Yes,
right?
We love letters.
And you'll basically tell them the things you've told us on the program, which is great. We get those texts and tweets. Tom's got another one for you. What do you have, Tom?
We do, from Dana in Denver, Colorado. I have squamous cell carcinoma all over my arms and legs from sun exposure. I won't do anything prescribed by an FDA doctor. I do use CBD oil that helps, but does Ben think ozone sauna would help? And what supplements do I take?
A couple things about that. First of all, I wouldn't be messing around with squamous cell carcinoma. That's cancer. That's skin cancer.
That's a melanoma, isn't it?
No, it's not a melanoma. It's not. Melanoma is really, that's one of the worst you can get.
That is bad.
Yeah, squamous cell carcinoma is pretty common skin cancer. But unfortunately, the sun gets blamed for it, George. It's not a sun problem. We don't understand, and I've been in the skin business for
everybody blames the sun.
Everybody blames the sun. Poor Mr. Sun, demon in the sky, that just wants to destroy us. Actually, all of life is because of the sun. We eat to get the energy from the sun. There's so many reasons why the sun's important. It's mind-boggling. But the thing about the skin is, we talk about the skin as the body's largest what, George? Body's largest, heard this term? No?
Organ.
Organ, exactly. We talk about the skin like
if I knew you were going to quiz me all night, no. Ben, I'd come prepared.
No, it wasn't a quiz. It was just because it's in the vernacular, the body's largest organ. Everybody knows that, right? But what does that really mean, George? It means we have an organ on the outside of our body, but we don't treat the skin that way. We don't think of the skin like we think of the liver or the heart or the spleen or the lungs. With the internal organs, we recognize that there's certain things you have to do to the inside of your body. You got to eat correctly. You got to supplement. There's certain things you got to do to keep your heart healthy and your liver healthy. But with the skin, we think it's all external. And so we don't realize that skin cancer is caused by the same thing that causes liver cancer and bone cancer and any other cancer. It's cells that are under duress, cells that are starved, cells that are toxic, and cells that are suffocated.
Yep.
That's the cause of all cancer.
And
by the way, there's no such thing as cancer. There's cancer cells. We call it cancer, but it's really cancer cells. So squamous cell carcinoma, while the sun may be a triggering factor because the skin is exposed to the sun, we need to regard all cancers, including squamous cell carcinoma, as number one, toxicity, number two, nutritional deficiency, and number three, oxygenation issues. So first, for the toxicity, sugar is the major toxin that's associated with cancer. And make no mistake about it, after a small amount of sugar, the body regards it as a toxin. And so you've got to keep the sugar down for all cancers and use things like the Sweeties and the glucogenics from longevity. Then you got to make sure that you're saturating the body with all of the mighty 90 essential nutrients, and that means the Healthy Start Pack. And then last but not least, and this is for all cancers, you want to make sure that you're oxygenating, and the best way to oxygenate, of course, is to do your slow, deep breathing, but getting on a rebounder is a great way to oxygenate. Doing some kind of brisk walking is a great way to oxygenate. Exercise and movement is not only a great way to get oxygen into the body, but also to support the movement of blood and the lymph so you get more oxygen delivered to the cells. And what you see here, George, is there's all of these tools we have at our disposal that the medical model is not telling us about, but that we have access to. So you breathe correctly, you move the body, you get on the Healthy Start Pack, you reduce your sugar intake. But if his squamous cell carcinoma is spreading that fast, it might be time to take some corrective measures medically if it's really that.
Right. Well, there's nothing wrong with mainstream medicine and holistic.
For dramatic issues, mainstream medicine excels. For really big issues where we've let the body deteriorate over the course of time, yes. And we have to give credit where credit is due. Their medical model has accomplished some tremendous things. And you know what? I have a lot of good friends who are doctors. And for the most part, they're beautiful people. They want to help people. They didn't get into the business to hurt people, but the paradigm, the model that says that we can become medicalized back to health is flawed. It's fundamentally flawed, and unfortunately, it's anti-human being and anti-humanity.
Next up, let's go to Scott driving in Palm Springs, west of the Rockies. Hey, Scotty, go ahead.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, George. Hey, Ben. Longtime fans of both of you guys, actually.
Thank you.
I'm 50 years old and just quit smoking 4 days ago after 5 years. I was wondering what you could recommend.
Oh, congratulations. Now it's time to repair the lungs. Vitamin E, ultimate selenium from longevity, the Healthy Start Pack for sure. Interesting relationship between good bacteria in the gut and probiotics and lung health as well.
Yes.
So you might want to make sure that you're getting on that.
Because you can still get COPD even if he stopped, right?
Of course. Of course, absolutely. I mean, it's great that you stopped, though, that's for sure. But, yeah, you could get all kinds of things. You know, it's time to take care of yourself and repair those lungs. Vitamin C is one of the most underappreciated lung nutrients. There's a really cool supplement that I love called NAC. I don't know if you ever heard of it.
NAC.
NAC, NAC. It's so important for the lungs that it's actually a prescription drug for the lungs, believe it or not, for cystic fibrosis patients. It's really important for lung health. And by the way, if you're smoking cigarettes, you lose about 20 milligrams of vitamin C for every cigarette you smoke.
It takes that right out of your system.
It takes it right out of your system. So the more, after every cigarette, do some Beyond Tangy Tangerine. For you guys who are smoking, quit if you can. But if you can, after every cigarette, so a little bit of Beyond Tangy Tangerine help replace that vitamin C.
How versatile is the lungs, or are the lungs?
The lungs are an immune organ. They're an endocrine organ. That means they make hormones. They obviously help you convert to take air from the oxygen from the air and put it into your blood. They help expel waste. They're a detoxification organ. They're pretty amazingly versatile, the lungs.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us. Email in from RD wants to know how you can lower blood pressure naturally.
Oh, that's a great question. I love that question. Anybody who's on a beta blocker drug, and by the way, the drugs they give you to lower blood pressure are among the most deadly of all drugs. The metoprolols that they give you, the beta blocker drugs, they work. People should know that the word blocker in a drug means it's blocking something. In the case of a beta blocker, it's blocking a nerve. In the case of a calcium channel blocker, it's blocking the influx of calcium into the heart. This is not a good thing at all, ever, unless you have an emergency, in which case you want to wean yourself off as quickly as possible. And there are hypertensive crises and such. But if you just have standard, ordinary high blood pressure, it's not the blood pressure that's the big problem. The big problem is the activated stress system. So what you want to do is you want to learn to relax the stress system. Fastest way to do that, slow, deep, rhythmic breathing. All three of those factors are important, George. Slow, deep, and rhythmic.
Yep. You're a fan of that.
All three of those. When you breathe slowly, you tell the body all is well. When you breathe deeply, you activate relaxation nerves that are located in the diaphragm. And the body loves rhythm. Remember the old hypnosis movies or shows where they go, you are getting sleepy when you watch the watch, right? When you watch the watch, you fall asleep because the body loves rhythm. It doesn't like chaos. It loves rhythm. So slow, deep, rhythmic breathing. Another way is a warm bath. In fact, anybody who's on an antihypertensive, take your blood pressure and then go sit in a warm bath for 10 minutes and take your blood pressure.
Down it goes.
Down like a stone. If you do that, every doctor should be writing a script for a warm bath. If we cared about health in this country, George, we'd have national hot tub insurance where every American gets a hot tub in their backyard. That's the kind of insurance I'm talking about.
I was a kid, I used to suffer from what they called white coat syndrome.
Yeah, yeah, white coat.
And that is when the doctor came in, I saw him as a kid, blood pressure shot 30 or 40
you
points.
You knew something. You were a smart kid there.
We had to sit and wait like a half hour, and it came all the way back down again.
Right.
And then he took it.
White coat hypertension.
Why would that happen to me?
Because you were freaked. You saw the doctor. When you're freaked out, your blood pressure goes up.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a protective mechanism, isn't it?
It's a protective mechanism. It's so you can run from the tiger or the lion or the white coat.
All right. Well, stay with us. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us. We're going to come back and take final phone calls, a final text and tweet from Tom as well. Again, the website is criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com. Go to it with your smartphone. Go to it with your computer. Blast away at it. I always love doing that. And then the toll-free number to call for help and assistance, 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back. Our final segment with Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. Let's go to first-time caller Tanya in Louisiana. Tanya, welcome to the program.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay.
Hey, Tanya.
Awesome. Actually, I'm very much into health and reading about it and researching it.
Great.
So I know a lot of information. But one thing that stumps me is teeth.
Teeth.
I don't know if they can be regenerated or is there certain foods I can eat? Because me personally, I have a lot of cavities. And I'm only 38, so I'm like, what gives?
Mouth bacteria.
And get those old mercury fillings out of your system.
Do you have mercury fillings? That's definitely good.
I have one left.
Yeah, you want to get them out slowly. You definitely want to get them out. And by the way, selenium, the ultimate selenium for longevity, is a great way to chelate mercury out of your body. And that's an important point. Also, the B complex can help you detoxify mercury. That's another thing. Are you a sugar eater, a sweet eater, bread eater?
Strangely enough, I started having a bunch of food allergies.
Oh, yeah.
Once I moved to New Orleans back in 2012, I started being allergic to shellfish and wheat and milk and peanuts.
Yeah. You know what? A lot of allergies are related to pesticides in foods and toxicity in the water, pesticides in the water and other toxins. So you may have changed some of the foods you're eating and maybe start to get a little bit more Roundup, or eating a Gulf shrimp, and the Gulf is, oh my God, the stuff that's in the Gulf. So, but you're perhaps raising a very interesting point about the relationship between the digestive system and the teeth. There are bacteria in both places, and bacteria in the teeth or in the mouth are responsible for dental decay. So working on the general microbiome, that's the universe of bacteria that live in the body, is a wonderful strategy for taking care of your teeth. Most people these days know about probiotics like the ultimate, like the Nightly Essence from Longevity for the digestive system, but they're also important for the mouth and, for that matter, the lungs. In fact, you have bacteria everywhere in your body from head to toe, including covering your entire skin. So making sure that you're getting on a good probiotic supplement can be helpful. Ironically, chlorine and fluoride in the water can also cause problems with the teeth. So even though we need chlorine, at least we did need chlorine, now we can use ozone and other things, but chlorine and fluoride can wreak havoc on the body and on the bones and on the teeth particularly.
Sure,
fluoride, I'm thinking especially. So maybe taking care of your probiotics in addition to drinking distilled water or chlorine or fluoride-free water might be helpful too.
Got to take care of your teeth. That's for sure.
Your teeth. Minerals, too. Of course, calcium is very important.
And I did 2 years of pre-dent at the University of Detroit.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Why didn't you do it?
Because I wanted to go back into broadcasting.
Did you have to take a spatial test where you had to, like, see things upside down?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Absolutely.
How dentists have to know that?
Yep. That was a long time ago. Okay, back to more calls. Tanya, thank you. And if you need more information, 1-855-949-7234. We have Bob in Littletown, Colorado's with us. Robert, take it away.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Ben. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good to talk to you.
I'd like to get your thoughts on vaccines and detox.
Well, you know, everybody's going to have to have their own personal opinion, but I'm just going to tell you, as a pharmacist, I think it's absolutely ludicrous to be sticking stuff inside your blood and bypassing your body's immune system. Unless you don't have an option, like you're going to a country where there's malaria or something like that, and some of the vaccines might be helpful. But these days there's 80 or 90 different vaccines that the kids are getting, and they're all bypassing the liver and the body's protective mechanisms, because things go right in the blood. In fact, vaccines themselves aren't even – that's half the problem. Vaccines are very weak, so manufacturers, pharmaceutical companies, have to put adjuvants into the vaccines. You know what an adjuvant is? They call them a helper. It's extra poison in order to activate the immune system. Did you know this, George? They have to put extra poison into the vaccines. So I'm thinking it's probably not a good idea to do most vaccines, and I'll tell you the worst one is the flu vaccine, because that doesn't even work most of the time, or a lot of the time. The flu vaccines that they give you in 2019 are based on the flu from 2018, and the flu vaccine from 2018 was based on the flu from 2017. And the flu constantly changes. So that one in particular is really an egregious, in my opinion, an egregious violation of the body's protective system, of the blood, of the sanctity of the blood. The Bible says the life of the body is in the blood, and this is the sacred space. Nothing's supposed to get into the blood unless it's been vetted. And to stick in things in through the skin, it doesn't make sense, not to mention all the problems that are – all the associated problems in terms of getting the disease itself. A lot of people get the flu when they get the flu vaccine. A lot of people get polio when they get the polio vaccine. So there's a whole bunch of problems associated with it, and I'd be really, really careful if I was.
Why is apple pectin good for you?
Apple pectin is amazing stuff. That's a great question, George. First of all, pectin is a carbohydrate. It's a long sugar. And a little-known fact about cells is they have a covering of sugar on top of them. And this covering of sugar acts like a ID badge, like, hello, I'm George's cell. And when the enemy gets into the system, these sugar coatings on top of the cells activate the immune system. Well, pectin does the same thing. Pectin duplicates this immune boosting activity of the ID patterns on top of cells. And it has wonderful anti-cancer properties and immune boosting properties for all kinds of immune conditions.
Let's go to Jan in Brooklyn, New York. Welcome to the program, Jan. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Jan.
Oh, congratulations that you have me on.
Well,
finally.
Good for us.
Thank you, thank you. Listen, Ben, I think you're super duper.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No, really, you're a great spokesman for health.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Jan.
And one of my favorite things is cinnamon and coffee. And I got two questions.
Okay.
One of my questions is, I mean, there's a lot of people, nutritionists and stuff, and they talk about vitamins for preventive. And I just think you could overdo vitamins. You have to be really, really careful not to overdo it. And my second question is to my girl. I have a friend who she told me she got water on her heart. And what do you suggest?
Okay, now, well, it's a couple things. Now, I'm thinking when you say vitamins, you mean all of nutrition.
Yeah, like taking too much. Yeah,
but you're talking about minerals and you're talking about amino acids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. There are certain things. You want to take things in a certain balance. That's one of the beautiful things.
Doc likes it by the weight.
Also in ratios and proportions. And this is the beautiful thing about the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity. It allows you to get the right proportions of everything. In the right balance. It's the balances that you're looking at. Now, there are some vitamins that are water-soluble. Those get excreted out. Vitamin C is almost impossible to have too much of. The B-complex, likewise. Those get flushed out of the system. There are others that get stored a little bit, so you might have some problems. It's very difficult to have a toxic effect, though, from too much vitamins, although some minerals, you could theoretically overdose on them. Now, what was the second question?
Second one about water on the heart.
Water on the heart. Circulation. You got to move the body. Move the body. When things are pooling up in the heart and the soft tissues and the lower extremities, the body's not moving. The blood is not moving. The movement of the blood is so important. When I talk about the digestive system all the time, George, it's because the digestive system is the portal to the blood. It's the entrance into the blood. All disease, this is the most important thing anybody with a health challenge can hear. All disease is cell disease, and all cell disease is preceded by dirty blood. Clean the blood. And the first way to do that is to work with the digestive system, but movement is also important. This is why breathing can be so helpful, is because it improves the movement of the blood, the movement of the lymph. As the blood and the lymph are moving, they're generating electrical charges. These electrical charges fuel the body. As they're moving, they're delivering oxygen and nutrients to the cells. Those also fuel the body. And as they're moving, they're improving detoxification. These are all the elements of health. And when these systems break down, that's when we get sick. Clean the blood in order to stay healthy. The cause of disease is dirty blood.
That's interesting. Tom's got a final text and tweet. What do you have, Tommy?
This one from David in Lake Tahoe, California. I'm a fan of the Rocky series, but I don't understand, and I'm wondering if the pharmacist can explain why bodybuilders can benefit from drinking raw eggs.
Oh my goodness. Oh, eggs are so amazing. I mean, eggs are life. You're eating a living cell. Everything is about the body. When we talk about the body, we don't really think about what's happening in the body. The body is made up of two components, cells and stuff. The cells make the stuff, but health is about the cell. The stuff comes out of the cell. Medicine works on the stuff. When you eat an egg, you're eating a cell. You're eating everything a cell needs to survive to do its business. It is the quintessential anabolic, that is building substance, and that's why bodybuilders do it. And I'm not talking about just the white. I'm talking about the whole darn egg. And the cholesterol is part of the building process. It's important for building things, too.
Burdock root helps cleanse the blood, too, you know.
Burdock is great. That's good, George. George, you're getting pretty good at this stuff.
I'm learning this.
You are getting pretty good at this stuff. Burdock's great for the liver. Burdock tea.
Yeah. And green tea's good for that, too.
Green tea is so phenomenal, George. We could do all 2 hours just on green tea. But let me tell you this. Folks who are out on the beach in the summertime, make yourself some green tea with the sun. Put some green tea bags and some lime and lemon peels in water. Let it sit out in the sun. It makes the best sun protective, anti-sunburn, anti-aging beverage you could ever enjoy.
One of our great Midwestern towns, Indianapolis. Robert's with us east of the Rockies. Robert, hi there.
Hey, Robert.
Hi, yes. Hi. Speaking of the liver, I was wondering, I'm also into nutrition too, and I've been taking cinnamon, like you're saying, it cuts sugar and helps all that kind of stuff. But I also read that there's a chemical in
cinnamon that can actually damage the liver if you're taking too much, like over 2 tablespoons a day. And it's better to eat the Ceylon cinnamon versus the normal stuff you buy in the stores. And I'm just curious if you can speak to that. As our caller before was talking about overdoing it, maybe you can have too much cinnamon and cause liver damage.
You have to eat a lot of cinnamon. Cinnamon's got blood thinners, got a blood thinner in it.
It's great for glucose too.
It's great for sugar. It will thin the blood, but it does have. You'd have to really go crazy with the cinnamon, like you say, tablespoons of it a day. I personally, there's two kinds of cinnamon. There's the Ceylon cinnamon and there's the cassia cinnamon. The cassia cinnamon is the one, C-A-S-S-I-A. The cassia cinnamon is the one that has this blood thinner in it that they say may harm your liver and can cause excessive blood thinning effects, but you'd have to eat a lot of cinnamon.
Does Youngevity have any kind of liver supplements? I know milk thistle by itself does pretty good.
Oh, milk thistle, that's probably the best of all the herbal supplements. But taking care of the liver is a question of taking care of your blood, and that's where the Healthy Start Pack comes in. It's a fundamental building block of all of us. Any good nutritional supplement program is the Healthy Start Pack. That's where you get the Mighty 90 essential nutrients. It's simple. You get it every month. I encourage anybody who wants to start a nutritional supplement program to start with the Healthy Start Pack. Call them up. You can send an email to health@criticalhealthnews.com or George, what's the phone number?
The phone number is 1-855-949-RADIO. 1-855-8949-7234. Tattoo that to your arm, Ben.
I don't ever call it.
Thanks, Robert. Can you get one or two more quick calls in?
Yeah.
Let's go to Helaman in Shingle Springs, California. Hi, Helaman.
Hello, how are you doing?
Great. Good to have you with us.
Good. I have a question about how much alcohol can you consume with alternative health, trying to stay healthy.
Were you talking about straight alcohol or you talking about wine or beer?
Let's say, I polish off a bottle of wine a day, and I have a couple beers at lunch. And
That's quite a bit.
That's a lot, isn't
that's
it,
quite
Ben?
A bit. I would be making sure that after you're done drinking, that's a perfect time to make sure you're doing your supplements, especially your liver supplements.
A glass or two of wine won't hurt you.
No, a glass or two, it's amazing.
But a bottle every day, it may be too much.
A couple problems with wine. One is the pesticides. So look for organic wine. Grapes are one of the most pesticide-drenched.
Are they really?
Oh, yeah, it's awful. There's terrible cancers in Napa and Sonoma that don't, and multiple sclerosis and autoimmune issues.
That's a show all by itself, isn't
What's
it?
That?
That's a show all by itself.
That's a show all by itself. That's exactly right. So go organic wine. After you do the alcohol, it's probably a good idea to do your Beyond Tangy Tangerine or make sure you're doing your Ultimate Selenium. Selenium is also very important for the liver.
It is so important to stay healthy.
Oh, George.
Because you can't help the people you love if you're sick.
And you know what? If you're healthy, praise God that you're healthy, because it can all go awry instantly. So make sure you're taking care of your health. You know, when we're sick, we always do it. But when you're healthy, that's the time to make sure that you stay healthy. Get on a good nutritional supplement program. Move your body. Slow, deep, rhythmic breathing. Practice emotional and mental strategies. I'm telling you, George, being healthy is not difficult, but you got to participate. You got to do it yourself.
You know, Kirk Douglas, the actor, will be 103 in December.
Isn't that amazing?
And he just keeps going.
Yeah, that's what we're capable of, George. The human body is capable of living to 120 plus, healthfully. But you got to take care of yourself.
I just had a story of Tommy the Tortoise, 121 yesterday.
The tortoise?
Yeah. 121. It's the oldest living pet that they think.
It's a pet?
It's a pet tortoise.
Oh, my God.
So owned by a British family that's had it passed down from God knows how long.
You know why tortoises live so much longer than mice and smaller animals? Because they have a much more relaxed metabolism.
It's very slow and deliberate. Ben, thanks. We'll talk to you later, my friend. Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com, or the toll-free number, 1-855-949-7234. In 3 weeks, Doc Wallach will join us up next when Heaven Calls.